We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, open-minded viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 74 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us is Brazil and Costa Rica with the following new additions. In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde. And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. We also have a new addition in the Dominican Republic, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Environ on CiatSat, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Cumba on Ciat Cumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System. On Exito Vision, in Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas, Televisión, in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano, and in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable, in Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision, in Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision, in Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable, in Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company, in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa S.A., in Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV, in Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu, in Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias, and in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khanou District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Indian police officers help to finance the education of 500 disadvantaged students. In intercultural news, Cuba assists Yemen to assess her medical needs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 16th, is the birthday of multi-talented Mr. Ruben Blades, born in Panama City, Panama, in 1948. Mr. Blades is a four-time Grammy Award-winning musician and singer, as well as a songwriter, acclaimed actor, lawyer, and human rights activist. He has released several salsa albums, including Siembra, an international hit and one of Latin America's most popular salsa albums in history. His music features compelling social messages. In 1999, he was named United Nations Goodwill Ambassador for World Conference Against Racism. Committed to serving his country, Mr. Blades was Minister of Tourism from 2004 to 2009. Among his many honors are the 2005 American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers Founders Award for his pioneering musical contributions. Our thankfulness, Mr. Reuben Blades, for sharing your amazing gifts and caring heart. We wish you a very happy birthday with loved ones.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Ao Lai or Vietnam. No sooner had the rainy season begun in late May than torrential rains and cyclones descended, destroying dozens of houses in southern Dong Nai province. Roofs were ripped off and belongings washed away in currents, with many fruit and rubber trees that were damaged or destroyed.
Chưa bao giờ tôi chứng kiến, ở đây là mấy chục năm rồi, chưa bao giờ chứng kiến một trận như vậy. Kinh hoàng, nhìn ra ngoài là tất cả mưa cuốn, gió lốc, không nhìn được cái gì hết. Chỉ trong vòng khoảng chưa tới 15 phút là thiên tai đổ xuống. Ở đây họ có một sự may mắn là không có chết người.
Qua cái cơn lốc vừa rồi là bị thiệt hại, có một số 4 hộ là 100%, còn bao nhiêu hộ là toàn là 70-80%.
Nhà tôi thì bị sập toàn bộ hết, máy móc đồ đạc trong nhà hư hại gần như toàn bộ.
Supreme Master Qinghai donated $5,000, an amount that could purchase $80,000 in urgent items bought in the United States based on Olac's cost of living. Per her request to go and offer help, our local Olaxese or Vietnamese Association members immediately traveled to the storm-stricken region.
Assessing the situation with the local government's cooperation, they went to the most affected villages of Xuân Đường and Bảo Bình to deliver emergency supplies and cash assistance.
Items included rice, vegan noodles, and other food items, which were distributed along with the monetary gifts according to need, ranging from $52 to $210 per family.
Cảm ơn Hội Quốc tế Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư.
Hội từ thiện của Quốc tế Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư. Chân thành rất cảm ơn.
Our appreciation, Olaxi's officials and Red Cross personnel, for your caring response. We also join in thanking Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern to the storm victims and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. Our prayers for the soon stabilization of the affected residents' lives and that humanity's greater consideration alleviate such weather extremities as these.
China pounded by heavy rains, floods, and landslides. Rain-triggered landslides in China's Yunnan, Sichuan, and Hunan provinces have claimed the lives of at least 41 people, with 44 still missing as of Thursday, July 15th. The government of Yunnan province has sent relief teams and supplies to those affected by floods and landslides, Zaotong City. In East China's Jiangxi province, officials evacuated more than 10,000 people on Wednesday from areas around three reservoirs that threatened to overflow in Poyang County due to heavy rainfall and flash floods. Workers have rushed to widen emergency waterways to reduce the reservoir's water levels. Although no casualties were reported in this area, the Provincial Meteorological Department issued a red alert warning for torrential rains, which have cost 135 lives throughout China in the first half of July. China's Civil Affairs Ministry has been dispatching personnel to the affected provinces to oversee relief efforts. We send our grateful thanks, Chinese officials and all workers, for your swift efforts to alleviate the storm conditions. It saddens us deeply to know of the lives lost, and we pray for a smooth resuming of regularity to residents' lives as such devastating events subside through our adoption of gentler ways to live and share on Earth.
New Zealand, Indonesia, and Chile shaken by earthquakes. Early on Monday, July 12th, the Hawke's Bay region on the east coast of North Island, New Zealand, was rattled by a 5.3 magnitude tremor with tremors that were widely felt around Gisborne and Hawke's Bay. Later that day, Indonesia's Lampung province in South Sumatra was struck by a magnitude 5.3 quake, which was soon followed by another of the same magnitude in North Maluku province. In addition, West Nusa Tenggara province was hit by a 5.1 magnitude tremor 63 kilometers southeast of Rabah. On Wednesday morning in the Latin American country of Chile, a strong magnitude 6.5 earthquake occurred 55 kilometers southeast of Lebu in the Biobío region. Fortunately, none of these events caused significant damage or casualties. As we thank the Providence for the quake-stricken people's safety, we pray that such disturbing events may soon be a thing of the past with our gentler ways that help stabilize the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. and Laos further their nation's diplomatic relations. In a first visit to the United States by a Laotian official since 1975, Foreign Minister Thong Lon Sisulit was welcomed by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, July 13th. Their meeting together resulted in a mutual promise to expand their country's collaboration with a joint statement that read, "Increasing exchange is producing a constructive relationship, contributing to peace, stability, and cooperation for development in the region and the world." The U.S. agreed to increase assistance in ongoing endeavors to clear landmines that date back to the 1970s, while an open skies agreement was also signed that provides the country's reciprocal airline access. "Our heartfelt congratulations, Your Excellencies, United States and Laos, for your cordial and fruitful meeting. May the people of both your countries enjoy ever-expanding prosperity and friendship."
Miss District of Columbia, USA, promotes vegan benefits. Following her adoption of a completely plant-based diet, then 21-year-old university student Miss Mackenzie Green found that preparations for the demanding state-level beauty pageant became much easier. She began sharing her perception of the immediate benefits of the healthy vegan diet in an online journal, along with her thoughts on the exciting new lifestyle, while sharing delicious vegan recipes as well.
In a telephone interview with Supreme Master Television, the double college major, aspiring sports reporter and beauty queen, spoke of her experience of switching for good to an animal-free diet.
It was a really great transition and I love it. What I noticed for myself is I just felt the lack of worry about, okay, am I eating this? Am I supposed to eat that? Just being able to just feed myself and more so eat to fuel my body, I think that just makes you feel a lot more confident because you're like, I'm taking care of myself. I feel good. I just felt so comfortable in my own skin by the time I got to my state pageant that I think people just, you know, saw it from the audience that they saw that I just felt a little bit more confident. Definitely the beauty side. I mean, you get so many vitamins and nutrients in a vegan diet that your hair grows, your skin looks really great. You know, you definitely just feel better. I mean, it's really just something that I think everyone, if they give it a chance, they'll see that it just has such a great impact on their body.
Now that she's a role model for many others, Mackenzie Green encourages those around her to likewise take a conscious look at their food choices as they affect health, loved ones, and our future.
Reading the things that I've read and knowing what I know, what happens in these factory farms, and how none of that is healthy for you. I mean, the cruelty that goes into that, it's where my biggest thing comes in. Would you really want to take that kind of spirit into your body? My uncle had cancer. I looked at my uncle and I just felt, you know, in the future, I don't want my kids to go through this and I don't want to have to get the kind of diagnosis he got. So let me start taking a conscious look at, you know, how I take care of myself so that when I get to be older, I can still be healthy and do marathons and go swim and, you know, and just have a good time and enjoy life. My name is Mackenzie Green. Be veg, go green to save the planet, because we only have one. And as someone who spends her life in a sparkly crown and a pretty sash, I know the importance of leaving a great legacy for those that are coming behind you.
You are beautiful inside and out, Miss Mackenzie Green. Our sincere congratulations for all your deserved accomplishments, as we wish you the best in your endeavors, and may we all join in adopting the rejuvenating, compassionate vegan diet.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith, Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on Some Aspects of Health and Healings.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat. Because of the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Sitigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. Because such killing and slaughtering committed or such worship performed or such sacrifice offered would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Sitigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Bedouin detainees freed. In accordance with a directive from Egyptian Interior Minister Habib al-Adli, at least 50 Bedouin tribesmen have been released. The decision is part of a larger goal of the Egyptian government to reinstate harmonious relations with the Sinai residents. Egypt's Ministry of Justice has also agreed to offer retrials for a number of other Bedouin detainees, as well as to simplify legal procedures. The government has also announced plans to help create jobs for local residents. We are glad to know of your decisions of clemency, Your Excellency, and Egypt. Wishing joyful reunions of the newly freed with loved ones, and that harmony prevails among all in your beautiful nation.
Pakistani worker lauded for honesty. While cleaning a room as part of his job at the Gilgit Serena Hotel in northern Pakistan, Mr. Essa Khan found $50,000 that had been left behind by a guest who worked for the Japan International Cooperation Agency. Mr. Khan alerted hotel staff of the money, and the general manager was able to track down the guest and return the lost cash the next day. Mr. Khan humbly said, "I have a responsibility as a human being, as a Pakistani, a Muslim. I never thought about keeping the money." The hotel's general manager, Mr. Rashid Udid, commended his actions, saying, "In these economic conditions and in a region of poverty, we should be very, very proud of people like this."
Yes, Mr. Essa Khan, we are proud too. We join in lauding your exemplary integrity. May your noble example of honesty uplift us all toward actions that inspire greater trust among all humankind. For his pure-minded sincerity, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Khan with a Shining World Honesty Award along with $1,000. Save our planet. Russia faces crop loss with severe drought. With the government's declaration of a state of emergency across 16 regions, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has called for urgent efforts to help farmers survive a record period of dry conditions. Central parts of Russia, as well as the Volga region, southern Urals and Siberia, have been enduring extreme heat since June, with temperatures frequently reaching 40 degrees Celsius in the shade. 9 million hectares of crops, representing a fifth of the total area sown, have been destroyed thus far, making these the worst losses in 130 years.
With grain supplies for cattle down by 50%, the government is working to prevent the desperate measure of a mass slaughter, as concerns also rise that bread prices might soon increase in the country that is normally a major world grain exporter. To help offset the severe financial impact to growers, which includes the threat of bankruptcy for some, President Medvedev has offered to extend $1.3 billion in loan credit. He stated, "This is a big problem. There has been no anomaly like this in our country for decades. We need to figure out how we can preserve at least some of the crops."
Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency, and Russia, for your compassionate actions to help the nation's farmers. We are saddened to know of the drought's significant effects as we pray for rain's blessings and the improved welfare of the people. Let us all join in sustainable earth-saving actions to restore verdant conditions in Russia and the world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has frequently expressed concern for the critical and widespread dangers posed by such crises, as during a September 2009 video conference in Peru, while at the same time highlighting the most comprehensive solution.
"Some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations. There's not enough water to raise crops or even to drink. Every child, family, and society will be affected in some way by this experience of trauma and tragedy. The wisest action would be to fix the situation we have now and prevent further damage. Then we won't even have to worry about the future. All the leading scientists we have spoken to tell us one and the same, that we must handle it now, not tomorrow. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. Moreover, the problems we already face now, such as the warming atmosphere, water shortage, food scarcity, desertification, we can quickly eliminate by stopping meat production. Stop it now, no further. So please, before the situation gets any more out of hand, let's choose the vegan diet."
save our planet. A team of Canadian and European scientists forecasts that the threat of potentially lethal E. coli bacteria, which already contaminates beaches, food and drinking water from farmed animal manure runoff, will worsen as the climate warms.
Save our planet. In a recent expedition to Latin America's western Amazon basin, U.S. research expert Dr. Bob Walker and team observed many examples of effectiveness in the Brazilian government's efforts to preserve the rainforest.
Save our planet. The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration's, or NASA, Goddard Institute for Space Studies reports that the first 6 months of 2010 are the warmest on record for both air and ocean temperatures, while June's ice in the Arctic Sea is the lowest ever for that month.
Save our planet. The European Parliament votes to ban illegally harvested timber, a measure that will require sufficient identification to trace the origin of all purchased wood, designed to ensure greater protection of forests worldwide.
I am Cock-a-Doodle Danny the Rooster. My diet is plant-based all the way. I'm here to share a nutrition tip. Watermelons are a delicious treat. They are rich in vitamin A, which is good for your eyes, and vitamin B6, which helps manufacture neurotransmitters. They also contain vitamin C, which boosts your immune system. Watermelons can be used in all kinds of recipes, including those for drinks, salads, salsas, and desserts. Enjoy a cooling slice of organic melon today. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Canada, green choices are celebrated at the Vancouver Sun Sustainable Living Expo. Also called the Ethical Progressive Intelligent Consumer EPIC, this three-day eco-event is the largest held in Western Canada with over 300 exhibitors. At our association members' table, Supreme Master Qinghai's exquisite books, including Celestial Art and the number one international bestsellers, The Noble Wilds, The Birds in My Life, and The Dogs in My Life, were on display. In addition, SOS flyers and DVDs were shared along with Dr. Will Tuttle's number one Amazon bestseller, The World Peace Diet. Many of the visitors who came by were surprised to find out that raising animals for meat is the biggest cause of global warming. Our appreciation organizers and sponsor of this gathering for bringing attention to the vitally important topic of a variable earth. We pray that as more individuals hear the urgent message of being vegan to save our planet, they will quickly adopt the compassionate lifestyle.
In humanitarian news, Indian police are to finance the education of disadvantaged students. The police officers of the state of Gujarat, who sponsored 500 youngsters in need in 2009, will again be providing support for the same number. These children would otherwise be unable to continue their studies. Director General of Police, Shabir Kangwawala, stated, "Many corporate houses and companies have shown their willingness to join us for the good cause. Bravo Director General Mr. Shabir Kangwawala, Gujarat police officers and participating corporations and companies. May your kind endeavors help many bright young individuals to greet shining futures. Up next on Noteworthy News, Cuba affirms her friendship with Yemen. We'll just let the dog in, be right back. Stay tuned for more peaceful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, creative news for a visionary world. In intercultural news, Cuba extends assistance to Yemen. The Cuban ambassador to Yemen, Mr. Bonaventura Reyes Acosta, joined with Chabwa Deputy Governor Nasser El Sawadi to examine the medical equipment in four hospitals in the province. Attention was also focused on the need for support from physicians in medical specialties in accordance with an agreement between the two nations. His Excellency Reyes Acosta noted that the two countries have a strong history of collaboration and closeness. Congratulations, Yemen, Cuba, and Your Excellencies, Governor Nasser El Sawadi and Ambassador Buenaventura Reyes Acosta, on your amicable relations. May your treasured friendship continue to flourish with all heaven's blessings.
Now let's listen to a joke entitled How, told in Yoruba, a dialect spoken in West Africa.
Báwo ni o ṣe kára rẹ lápá? O ṣeun. Ǹjẹ́ orí àtẹ̀gùn tí ó kàn yẹn? Bẹ́ẹ̀ni. O ṣeun, èmi kò rí.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Just an amazing and true story to share. My daughter's boss, whose daughter is 5 years old, recently converted herself to be a vegetarian after being told by her dad that the smart and adorable lamb she was watching on TV is where her lamb chop came from. She froze, and next she told him, "Daddy, I'm not eating any more lamb chop from now on." Dad asked, "How about some pork chop then?" "No," she shouted, "I'm not going to eat my three little pigs. They're so cute and bubbly." Since then, his youngest daughter has not touched anything that breathes, swims, or moves. Thanks to Walt Disney, its iconic cartoon shows have worked a magical change upon a lovely child. My whole family, my wife and daughters, have all adopted the compassionate vegetarian diet 3 years ago after hearing about the endangered state of our planet. We have all since become healthier and enjoy better skin. We have also become more positive and bright. Keep up with all the good works. Kindest regards, Bernard and family from Singapore.
Earth-loving Bernard and family, thanks so much for your wonderful news. Children are so pure. It is easy for them to see the truth and change. Let us pray all people can make this life-saving transition and together save our planet. Please help share the information with your kind co-citizens of Singapore. Hugs and love to your beautiful family in divine light.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your cherished ones be graced with heavenly joy and benediction. So long, until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Over 100 visual artists from Europe, the Arab world and the United States participate in the 23rd International Fine Arts Festival in the city of Mahrez, Tunisia, featuring exhibitions, workshops and lively musical celebrations.
Archaeologists uncover 25 Byzantine-era mosaics in Syria's Dara province, originating from bath floors, churches and royal palaces that document regional history and provide insight into many aspects of development in the region.
Estonia becomes the 17th European Union country to join the Eurozone, with plans to transition to the euro currency as the nation's sole legal tender beginning January 1, 2011.
The inaugural African Youth Games open in Rabat, Morocco, with 800 teenagers from 34 African countries engaging in friendly Olympic-style competitions in preparation for the first Youth Olympic Games in Singapore in August.
British pop star and vegetarian Leona Lewis dedicates the last 2 days of her debut European tour to visiting a sanctuary in Romania, where she expresses appreciation for the work of the World Society for the Protection of Animals in rehabilitating abused bears.
The Agriculture Committee of the European Parliament announces support for proposed legislation that would reduce animal testing and promote alternative cruelty-free testing methods.
Olympic gold medalist and current number one figure skater in the world, Ms. Yuna Kim, is appointed United Nations Children's Fund Goodwill Ambassador, where she states that she hopes to use her own positive experience to inspire youth with courage and dreams.
The governments of Iran and Afghanistan announced plans to open an international university that promotes Persian language and literature and preserves their common cultural heritage.
The Tri-County Humane Society in Florida, USA, states that Rottweiler puppy Izzy, rescued in ailing condition from a dumpster last month, has recovered remarkably and is now nearly ready for adoption into a forever loving home.
Alexis, or Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Yung, approves a $138 million project to develop rural infrastructure in northern mountainous provinces, which includes the upgrade of key roads and hospital.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.